Welcome to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all joining us on this Black Friday. A lot going on that we wanted to make sure we recapped for you in case you missed it on this special broadcast. So thank you for joining us. It's Black Friday, so I'd probably just recommend you don't head out to the stores because you don't want to be like one of those crazy people out there getting a beatdown for trying to get a sale. And I know if you're watching InfoWars, you're not going to get the one. Well, you're not going to be the one on the receiving end of a beatdown, but you might have to throw a couple of jabs. Save yourself the legal expense. Head on over right now to the alexjonesstore.com because we've got better sales than any shop that you're ever going to walk into today anyway. So buy one, get one free on all supplements. And then you also are going to get 25% off all apparel. So avoid these mad people. You don't want to be around them. Most of them probably smell anyway. And head on over to the alexjonesstore.com. Again, the alexjonesstore.com. We're doing a 25% off apparel plus buy one, get one free on all supplements while supplies last. Now, this is the biggest sale we've done all year round, so now is the time to stock up on all of your favorite supplements over at the alexjonesstore.com. All right, so we got a big show lined up for you today. I'm digging into a lot of my favorite interviews that we've done throughout, well, my time as your host on the American Journal. And there's a couple of people who I truly love speaking with. Number one, Steve Baker. We'll play that interview for you in a little bit. But number two, all right, my two favorite politicians, Senator Tommy Tuberville, who spits the truth and is trying his very best to do just that. He joined me in regards to Jack Smith and his efforts to try to get him disbarred. But also, we spoke with Congressman Tim Burchett, and I know many of you guys at home are like, we loved him. He's one of the very few people who speak the truth. Most people, they're liars. Most members of Congress are liars, but he's not. He's not. And so we had him on this show. We also had a lot of incredible guests, even Marjorie Taylor Greene, who, as many of you guys know, has decided to resign from Congress. And it's actually interesting because we had her on the show, and it was kind of one of the first cracks in this relationship issue that she was having with President Trump when she came on this show and outlined that the president should just toss out the filibuster. That interview actually went viral, and although President Trump is now calling her names that I think are completely out of line, Marjorie Taylor Greene is a force to be reckoned with. And she was one who actually pushed the narrative as to where President Trump should be talking about, where his focus, where his effort should be. Obviously surrounded by a bunch of toxic people who continue to push him in the direction that's significantly away from what MAGA wants. She tries to realign him. And unfortunately, that wasn't the case anymore because he really took the media bait and started going after her. But Marjorie wanted to get rid of the filibuster and she advocated for it on this show. So that was the first one. And then all of a sudden, President Trump started echoing those same talking points shortly after MTG brought that up. So I'll play that interview for you again. Of course, we're also going to be talking about the Quiet Skies list. As many of you guys know, we've tried aggressively hard to get that shut down. I even suing TSA selectively to this day. But there were several people who found themselves on this list. Congresswoman Abe Hamadeh was one of them as well. And he joined me to discuss how he found out, especially because he recently found out that he was just added to that list, as well as J.D. Rivera, who's a veteran and someone who I've been working on exposing this list with for quite some time. So we're going to love that discussion. We're also going to have the Texas Land Commissioner on because we had her in studio, actually, and she broke some big, big news. She stopped China from purchasing land here in Texas by, get this, buying the land so that China couldn't buy that land. Now she's flipping those profits to benefit Texans and to help out with their education, obviously. So it was a breaking news story all around this year. All of the politicians, I'd say, I don't trust all politicians, so I'm not going to sell you on this, but all the politicians that I personally do trust, we've had on this show, and it's been quite the enlightening experience so far. So we're going to kick that off and get to all of those interviews, of course. In the meantime, though, if you haven't done so already, head on over right now, alexjonesapp.com, and make sure you sign up for the app. Make sure you download it. That's how you stay in touch with us here on this show. If they lock that front door, we're going to move over to our next operation. And the best way to do so is by downloading the app. You can do so by just going to alexjonesapp.com right now. Again, alexjonesapp.com right now. We're number one, too, on all the charts as a trusted news source. So make sure you do just that.
Well, barring a miracle, InfoWars, the website, the studio, will be shut down somewhere in or around January 1st, 2026. But regardless, the InfoWar lives on. But InfoWarsStore.com, the legendary site that literally funded the InfoWar because of your great support with so many great products, has gotten two final shipments in of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil. Both are the highest quality, the best out there. They're fan favorites. And right now, they're 40% off until they sell out. So this is probably, I said about 90% chance, your last chance to get Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula and Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. But don't worry, the InfoWar will continue with the Olive Shields Network. It will continue with all the other work we're doing. But right now, if you want to get these legendary products, the last time you can, get them exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Again, they're both 40% off for a limited time, so take action now, InfoWarsStore.com.
Friday, folks, we've got a lot to discuss, a lot of incredible guests. I'm going to bring back to your attention in case you missed it, because we did a lot of exclusive reporting on this show. So I want to make sure we highlighted just that, a lot of incredible guests, including Mr. Steve Baker. Now, to our audience, if you're unfamiliar with Steve Baker's work, he does an incredible job over at The Blaze. We had him on this show to outline the corruption amongst the federal agents, the FBI agents that have been fired for their roles in Arctic Frost. He kind of gave us some overview as to what he's hearing from his sources, as well as, you know, me talking about what I hear from my sources. So Baker had no problem outlining all of the corruption that they're slowly purging from the FBI. Now, it's important to note, the FBI, when you reach out for comment on any type of personnel decisions, they won't give you anything. They'll deny everything, or they'll just tell you they can't respond. That's what they do because they're afraid of being sued. So when we break stories like this, it's just strongly off of the trusted sources internally rather than the FBI confirming, because apparently they don't want to confirm. But they had no problem confirming personnel information under the last administration. But again, they're claiming over the current FBI that they don't want to be sued. So take a listen to our interview that we did with Steve Baker earlier this year. Joining me to discuss is Steve Baker. He's one of the incredible reporters over at The Blaze. We're excited to have him on the show again this week because, you know, Steve, normally we don't do the whole twice in 1 week thing, but because you've been dropping bombshells, my friend, we've got you back on. So welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me, Brown.
Thank you for joining me. All right. So I wanted to get your initial reaction because obviously you cover everything regarding the FBI as well. So Kash Patel has confirmed, the FBI director has confirmed that he has canned now two agents. And they were all involved in the Arctic Frost investigation with Jack Smith. So what's your reaction to that one?
I'm glad to see it. I mean, we want to see a lot more of it. He's going to have to do a whole lot more firings in order to turn that seventh floor or that entire Hoover building into a museum to the deep state. Yeah. But there's a long way to go to clean out the FBI, unfortunately, from what we understand. And look, this is me giving to, Cash and Dan, if I can be so informal, giving them a lot of grace is that they have their work cut out for them. It's a very difficult job. The agency or the bureau is incredibly, infiltrated. There is an entrenched cult-like culture there, to the deep state. And I would say probably from estimates that I get from, you know, the various people from the intelligence community that comment about FBI is that there's probably 60%+ of FBI employees. That's over, you know, 37,000 employees ish that, some 60%+ are, actively working against them.
Yeah.
Now that doesn't necessarily relieve them of all the, you know, the missteps or, you know, that they've made along the way, but these are positive things that we're seeing. We're very excited to see these, layoffs of these types of guys because hopefully they're the right ones that need to go.
Yeah. Yeah. No, they've got their work cut out for them. It's not easy because, you know, Democrats knew exactly how to weaponize these agencies and strategically put their key players in key roles. And it's going to take a very long time to purge all these people out of the FBI. So we look forward to keeping our audience in the with the updates regarding just that. But that's not the only thing we're talking about today, Steve. You've also released another great report that's up right now over at The Blaze. It's in regards to the pipe bomber, which a lot of people aren't talking about anymore, but you're still fresh on that trail. What's the latest that you're learning?
Well, this is an incredible story because this story is about, well, let me characterize it this way. You know how during the January 6th investigations, the FBI was using an entire class of internet sleuths that they referred to and referred to themselves as the sedition hunters. Mm-hmm. And these were the people that were tracking down, you know, the grandmothers and identifying them, and not just the grandmothers, but they were doing internet investigations. They were identifying articles of clothing, trying to find them at other places in the Capitol without their, you know, their masks on because it was during the COVID era. And these, professional and amateur, both, sleuths were assisting the FBI. And we even learned that these sleuths, some of them were paid. They were paid CHSs, or confidential human sources, of the FBI during this time. Not something that we were, you know, big fans of, but they did help also identify some of the more violent characters. And, this is the equal and opposite case. This particular guy who we identify, by his permission with his internet handle, which is Armitas, and we are not allowed to use his name yet, but, I came into acquaintance with Armitas probably about a year and a half ago, maybe a little longer. And his work has been so interesting that even the FBI has reached out to him back in March of this year. They started consulting with him on his work, and he began showing them, the FBI, his findings related to the pipe bomb mystery. And so he has an incredible attention to detail. He's admittedly, he's kind of a, you know, high functioning guy on the spectrum, but that allows him to focus on this with a, you know, in a way that, you know, other people can't, and has incredible attention to detail. He has spent thousands of hours on this, this case. And as a result of that, now the new committee, is interested in his work. And he actually got last week, an email from the Judiciary Committee, from an attorney at the Judiciary Committee, asking him to prepare a paper, synopsis of his work. So he put together about a 26-page paper of all of his work on the pipe bomb, and he submitted that to the committee. He addressed it, even though it was requested by Judiciary, he addressed it directly to Barry Loudermilk's new subcommittee, which is the Select Subcommittee to Investigate January 6th. And of course, because of myself and Joe Hanneman's closeness that we've developed with this, this sleuth, over the last year plus, that he obviously gave us a copy of that as well. And that's what we built this story off of. But the key and most interesting revelations that he's discovered, it's been theorized, for a long time without having the kill shot on camera, that the, particularly at the DNC, that particular bomb was replaced, or it was never delivered or set down, next to that bench in the mulch area by the bushes, the night before. But it apparently, was broken at that time. And in all of these text and phone call communications, that the hoodie bomber guy, 5'7" tall, with a very distinctive pair of, you know, Nikes on, they, as he refers to him in his report, they, did in fact, apparently, first of all, attempted to leave the bomb at the Congressional Black Caucus. Actually has the video of him placing the bomb there, but then retrieving it because apparently something broke off of the bomb when he laid it or put it down on the ground. And there were some pieces broken and left there. So he retrieved it from the Congressional Black Caucus building, and then got on the phone again, and then apparently what it looks like to us now is that the DNC location was the backup location, or it was maybe an audible was called by whoever he was taking directions from that night. You notice I still refer to him as a he. But nevertheless, the other interesting aspect about this, which was a blockbuster discovery by Armitas, is it appears absolutely, well, you know, it's hard to say conclusive when you're looking at these videos from long range, these Capitol Police cameras all over D.C., but all around the Capitol buildings and the government buildings close to the Capitol. It is it seems almost conclusive that this bomb at the DNC was retrieved at about 4:40 in the morning, and then it was replaced, potentially repaired. But when it was replaced not in the same direction as it had been placed the night before. And Armitage was ever able to show that as well. So something between the 17 hours when it was originally left and the time it was discovered, it appears that it was replaced, and it wasn't replaced just perfectly as it was the night before. And so he also found that the same Capitol Police counter-surveillance team that discovered the bomb at about 1:05 at the DNC also seems to have discovered the missing pieces over at the Congressional Black Caucus. So the fact that that surveillance team was able to accidentally find both of those, you know, situations, it raises a lot of questions, to say the least.
Yeah, no, it raises a ton of questions. And the first thing I'm thinking is, why would they, I mean, I think I understand why, given the fact that this is the Biden administration, under the Biden administration, but targeting the Black Caucus seems, I mean, we could be a little, you know, we could speculate a little bit. Why do you think that was the case? Why was that the original plan?
Well, if you're going to create the narrative that the Capitol was stormed by a bunch of insurrectionist white supremacists, then that's the narrative that you do, is you go towards the, you know, the Congressional Black Caucus to drop the bomb. Now, you use the fact that you put the other bomb behind the Capitol City Club there, which, of course, is a Republican private club, right next to the RNC itself. It was, we always say RNC and DNC, but the other bomb was not placed at the RNC. It was actually placed directly behind the Capitol City Club there, in that alleyway behind it. I've actually gotten out and walked the steps there in the alley that he took, or that we think he took, and went and exited through the gate into the church garden there. I did it on the 4th anniversary of January 6th, and there was a lot of snow on the ground in D.C. when I retraced his steps of this alleged bomber. But the other thing that is most curious to me, and one of the aspects of this, is this new revelation that shows that not only did we get the information about the corrupt geofencing cell phone data that most surely would have led directly to who this was, because he did use the phone several times, both to text and to place calls. And so this should have been captured.
Yeah.
And it was not data that was overwhelmed, because the crowd obviously did not show up until the next day. So you didn't have tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of people sucking down the cell phone cell systems bandwidth, there at, 7:30 on the night of the 5th. But you did have that, of course, during the day on the 6th. As the crowds increased, the more and less likely you were to be able to even use your phone. But of course, there are no crowds there that night, in the middle of the night, when all these other shenanigans were apparently taking place that Armitage has tracked and revealed. But they're saying, of course, that not only was the data corrupted, but that it was deleted. And then you have the problem of this network called FirstNet. And FirstNet is the company that is, has put together a system for first response. And in fact, I was on just this past Monday, this week, Monday, I was sitting with a retired, highly decorated FBI agent, one of the most decorated FBI agents in the 100-plus-year history of the Bureau. And he was saying, oh, yeah, when I was in the Bureau, I carried a FirstNet card. And the reason for that is it gave them the codes and the access to get into first responders should cell systems become otherwise overwhelmed or incapacitated in some way, that this system is to provide quick and early access to our first responders. Well, apparently that data has been corrupted or missing as well. It just also is a unique coincidence that Carlin Younger, who found the bomb at the Capitol City Club, or RNC, is it's been said for 4.5 years, happened to be an employee for FirstNet at the time. So it's just another one of those coincidences.
Well, there seems to be a lot of coincidences, and I think it's absolutely fascinating as we kind of go through all of this. I think there's also a push Well, there should be a push for accountability here, but also most importantly, I mean, you obviously are in talks with those in the committee assignments who have gotten received this committee assignment. What are you hearing from them on all of this? Because they obviously just received all of this information now. Do they think that this is a smoking gun for them, or do they, like, where do they go from here?
Well, it's going to raise some more questions, and there are people that have already been interviewed, and I can talk about this, or there are things I'm not at liberty to talk about yet, but there are people who have already been interviewed who need to be re-interviewed now that this information has come to light through Armitage's work. And then, of course, there are still some characters now that have been revealed by this. I mean, he's identified the characters who apparently moved the bomb and exchanged the bomb. There's a new car to follow and identify from his work. There's also still the lingering question as to why the FBI has never given us the 24-hour period of the DNC cameras. They've only released just a few seconds of those blurry, highly edited. They've changed the frame rate down to one frame per second. They've changed and altered the aspect ratio. Yeah, the very one you're showing right there. There have been other alterations that, as Armitage claims, makes the video is no longer even operating and or is presented in real time anymore. And that those two cameras there at the DNC, where's the rest of the video? If we had the video of that very camera that we're seeing on the screen right now, we would be able to see the shenanigans that took place in the middle of the night and maybe be able to identify better who did what. But for 4.5 years, the FBI has never released those cameras to the public. We got access to the Capitol Police cameras. That's not the same batch. The Capitol Police cameras are held at the Capitol, or the videos rather are held at the Capitol, and they're made available by the generosity of the Speaker of the House through the committee itself. I'm sure that they'll probably be back available again here soon once the committee gets up and running so we can get back in there and look at some of this more closely. But the bottom line is that set of cameras footage is still missing from the DNC cameras, and that solves everything. If they would release the footage from that full 24-hour period, we would know exactly why the bomb dogs the next morning missed that bomb. We would know exactly why the human sources that were going, and because we can see them from long-range cameras, Capitol Police cameras. We can see the Secret Service agents early in the morning doing their job of securing in that building and doing their walk-arounds and making sure everything was fine for the arrival of then Vice President-elect Kamala Harris when she would arrive at about 11:30 that morning.
Yeah.
And so, go ahead.
No, go, Steve. I'll let you finish.
So there's. It's a great mystery, unless they're going to tell us that, oh, well, yeah, the rest of that footage was corrupt, or that the DNC deleted it, or something like that. There's just too many incomprehensible, problems with this story that they cannot explain away as just pure government incompetence and technological failures. I mean, when we get to the point where the discovery of the bomb was made by the plainclothes Capitol Police counter-surveillance group, there's two individuals, officers, when they notified the Secret Service sitting in the big SUV right in front of the parking garage ramp while Kamala Harris was inside the DNC building, which she has never talked about, by the way, in 4.5 years. And when they walk up and notify the Secret Service that they have just discovered a bomb, incomprehensibly, the Secret Service sits there and finishes their lunch for two and a half minutes before they get out and investigate. And then they never cordon off the streets. They never stop families, young children from walking right by the bomb. I'm 10 feet away from the bomb. They don't even stop them from doing that. The train continues to run. Traffic continues to run for quite some time. And then again, inexplicably, someone in the Capitol Police Command Center orders three cameras turned away from the investigation scene. And Joe and I have documented that long ago well over a year ago that we put the videos out showing, because we did get access to the Capitol Police cameras, we were able to show them actually being moved and turned away, completely away from the investigative scene, and then left there for the rest of the day, pointing at nothing valuable.
So, Baker, when I think of all of this and how aggressive these agencies have been at making sure we can't, that there's no transparency, I know that the FBI director and the deputy director have made it very clear that they want to solve this case and they want to make all of it public. And that was their commitment going into these roles. But there's been a massive effort to suppress the information even prior to them taking on these positions. And then I while we were talking, I'm going back in my brain, I'm remembering, well, President Trump actually just posted yesterday was on Truth Social about to all FBI agents who were forced by Christopher Wray to go to the Capitol on the afternoon of January 6th and then risk their careers to blow the whistle. He's calling for, it sounded like, for more whistleblowers to come forward, encouraging them to come forward. It sounds like that there might be this understanding that the current FBI understands that there was this massive effort to stage January 6th and to stage the pipe bombing, it looks like now. I mean, why is it this? It's hard to believe that no one's come forward up to this point in regards to the pipe bomber story. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, you know, just at the very beginning of this segment with you, we were complimenting Cash and Company for doing the right thing and firing some of these characters in the Bureau. But there's the first law of being in the FBI is don't embarrass the FBI. They teach you that your first week in the academy. And so it's going to be very difficult for them to admit that their own agency, their own bureau, the one that they revere so much and they wear the badge for and that they all sacrifice greatly to get through the academy because it's not an easy process. And that once you're there, you're part of an exclusive team of, you know, you're generally regarded as the preeminent law enforcement agency on the planet. And you carry that in your head and in your psyche from the time you're sworn in. But the first rule is don't embarrass the FBI. And they've got to determine whether they're going to embarrass themselves, their culture, their bureau, because I believe, this is my own belief, I believe that this was a multi-agency conspiracy. I know that the larger the conspiracy, the harder it is to conceal it and cover it up. So we're not talking about a lot of people, but we are talking probably at the very least the way this looks. It looks like that this may have been birthed and hatched out of the Capitol Police, especially since we see a couple of these new suspects going in and out of congressional office buildings in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And walking past security, by the way, not going through the metal detectors. So there's something going on there. And so it very well could be people ask me to guess who the three agencies are. And there is a rumor out there. I'll just be honest with you. There is a rumor on the streets right now, coming from sources in D.C., in the Washington field office, that this is going to be revealed to be a multi-agency conspiracy, but I've not been able to corroborate that or nail that rumor down yet. Yeah. But if I was going to stick my neck out there, I would say Capitol Police, quite possibly ATF, and then the cover-up may be by the old FBI. We're just hoping that the new FBI will reveal that, if that's the case. And at the very least, just tell us the truth about what happened.
Yeah. Well, Steve, we're going to keep looking for these answers. I know you are digging into it, so we want to thank you for that. Folks, give Steve a follow on X, Steve Baker USA. Steve Baker USA, you're doing an incredible job, my friend. And you've got more bombshell reports coming soon, so thank you.
Thank you, Brianna.
You are beyond insane. If you don't support us, if you don't support this broadcast, I mean, I'm being honest, it's like jumping out of an airplane without a parachute. It's like going into the Sahara Desert without a canteen of water. It's like sticking your wiener, in somebody that's got 14 diseases without a condom. Sorry for the gross thing. The point is, shouldn't do it anyway, son. The point is that I need your support. And I'm only going to sell you stuff that works really great. Like I said, I've opened a restaurant to be the best food, best prices, best atmosphere, quality, service, because I want you to come in 1,000 times. I want a relationship with you. The products are insane. Ultramethylene Blue, the Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss. The bovine colostrum, not a sexy name, but what it does for your hair, skin, and whole body, everything else is insanely good. And we got the biggest sale in the history of the AlexJonesStore.com right now, running until Friday. Black Friday comes early. Buy any supplement. You can buy a supplement that costs $20 and then get a $40 supplement for free. It's not just buy one, get another free of the same thing. We've done that quite a few times. This is buy any supplement, get any other one free. All the new designs, all the new apparel in, the biggest selection of Patriot apparel in the world. Now 670-something designs, ball caps, you name it. 25% off on all that and a bunch of other insane sales. If you're a VIP, you get $40 to spend in the store each month. Special deals, special offers. Anybody, anything should be a VIP. All right, ladies and gentlemen. Cry havoc and let loose the dogs of war. Share the live feeds. Of this operation, you are the InfoWar. So go now to InfoWarStore.com, where we got probably the final shipment of the highest quality fish oil and the highest quality turmeric, Body's Ultimate Turmeric, 95% cumanoid. Those are both 40% off. I want to thank you all for your past support, but you've invested in this operation. It's paid off in global awakening. It's been so incredible. Thank you so much for being at the heart of this operation. So as all of our family members in the InfoWar, all of our team members, all of the emissaries, all the ambassadors of freedom against the globalists, that now at the thick of the battle, as you see it peaking and peaking and peaking, just as I've said, I don't come out here and talk about civil war and their plans for insurrection, their plans for military coups, just to sound scary. And then now, if they're openly calling for it, U.S. senators, members of Congress, CIA, because we're beating them, and it's the last move they've got. We're also going to add a link at InfoWarsStore.com today. You can make straight donations on there so that we get all the money and we can get past the shortfall. So I don't want to spend our valuable time on this.
On this Black Friday, I tell you, just to avoid the retailers right now, they don't appreciate your business anyway, but we do here, of course, on InfoWars. Head on over to the AlexJonesStore.com right now. We're doing our Black Friday sales. Buy one, get one free on all supplements while supplies last, of course. And then we're also doing 25% off apparel. Now, that is one of our best sales I think we've ever done so far. It's our biggest sale for sure. So head on over right now to the AlexJonesStore.com. Best thing about this, you get all your shopping done and you're avoiding the chaos at the stores. Parking's going to be a nightmare. The people are going to be miserable. Dodge it all. Head on over to the AlexJonesStore.com and stock up on your Christmas gifts while supporting our efforts to continue to bring you the very truth in this information battle. All right, so let's kick off this section of the show by going over my two favorite people. As many of you guys know, Congressman Tim Burchett is one of my favorites. I love speaking with him. He joined us to detail and to respond specifically to the Arctic Frost allegations. As many of you guys know, Jack Smith's office was caught going after Republican lawmakers because he was trying to take down President Trump. So what was he doing? Well, he was trying to get their phone records. He was trying to tap some of their lines. And he was doing his very best to learn more information. And it ticked off a lot of them. Now, obviously, the congressman wasn't wrapped up into that, but he did want to sound off on that issue. But one of the people who was actually wrapped up in all that, Senator Tommy Tuberville, also joined us to react after finding out that his information was a part of Arctic Frost. The senator, of course, working now to disbar Jack Smith. I've spoken with his team. I've asked them, too, because remember that provision that was wrapped up into the latest CR where they were trying to clear the way, clear the avenue, these senators, so that they could sue the DOJ and it's not such an aggressive court battle that they could get possibly $500,000 for their pain and suffering? Well, Senator Tommy Tuberville's office assured me that he doesn't want this to fall at the expense of taxpayers. And in fact, that he's looking to go after the people who are involved, which means, you know, disbarring Jack Smith and also taking Judge Bulsberg off the bench as well. And so he's leading these efforts. He wants to make sure that they are all held accountable for the corruption that they all participated in. And that's putting it nicely, the treason they committed, the treason they committed. So Senator Tommy Tuberville joined us to react to just that. And it was very, very interesting interview. In fact, it caught a lot of people's attention on social media as well. And then shortly after Tuberville came on our show, he actually went down to the House floor, or the Senate floor, and he gave a speech on banning Sharia law in this country. Folks, this man never stops. I want you to listen to both Congressman Tim Burchett and the Senator, Senator Tommy Tuberville, who's actually running for governor right now in Alabama as well. We hope Coach wins, of course, but listen specifically on how they're calling out Jack Smith and all the corruption that went on for the last 4 years in the occupied White House. Yeah, there needs to be accountability for all involved. Joining me to discuss is Congressman Tim Burchett. He is one of the incredible individuals over in D.C. fighting for Americans, and it's an honor to have him on the program today. Congressman, you know, I saw your post, and you have not yet been notified about being on this list. It seems like, though, if you do make this list, that it's kind of an endorsement from the deep state because they don't like the people who have been fighting for the American people, for the president. So, but we're told by Cash Patel that there's still more names to drop. I just wanted to get your overall reaction to the news that today we're going after the calls of these GOP senators.
Marsha Blackburn and Senator Hagerty, or my state, were both subpoenaed, or it's not subpoenaed, they were both illegally. I guess their phones were tapped or whatever. I find it kind of odd, these two. You know, they're about as square as they come, as they used to say, they're clean as a hound's tooth. I mean, these are the type of people that you'd sit beside in high school because they took great notes. You know, I mean, they're not calling Xi Jinping. They're not calling Middle Eastern terrorists. They're not organizing riots. Yet you could probably find Democrats who were. And that's very troubling to me that they were allowed to do this. And you got to ask yourself, they're doing this to United States senators. Goodness gracious, who else are they? What are they doing to the average American citizens? And yeah. So I think it's time we get to the bottom of it. This thing's a rat's nest. I've always said Washington isn't a swamp. It's a sewer.
Yeah.
Swamp's something pretty cool. A sewer is man-made and it stinks.
It does stink. And the point, when I was looking at the list of names, I wouldn't say that these are a bunch of MAGA Republicans. These are people who have been pretty down the middle for a very long time now. Even Dan Sullivan, Senator Dan Sullivan, was someone who I was kind of shocked to see that he was on the list. But those who pretend to be journalists and they're actually helping the deep state get their message out, there's one reporter over at MSNBC who's saying that they were just looking to see how or when they were communicating with President Trump, because this was all supposed to be part of the J6 criminal trial and all of this. Tuberville just joining us just a few moments ago, the great senator from Alabama, and he said too that, you know, he didn't get any records from his phone company when this happened, so he's a little alarmed by all of this. What's your reaction to that? Because even those, I mean, I remember when I was covering the whistleblowers, FBI whistleblowers, they were investigated after they made disclosures to Congress, and there weren't many people who came and helped them out. But I mean, they at least knew that the DOJ was looking into them because they received those subpoenas. So what's your reaction to hearing that they didn't even know that this was happening behind the scenes?
You have collaboration with business, and that means they're compromised as well. This thing is a complete rat's nest, Brianna. There's so many federal laws that were broken. They need to bring those people in, the head of those corporations, and answer the question. But what you got to do is go down the rat hole deep enough to find out why this special prosecutor, who is whispering in his ear that these six or seven individuals should be investigated. And then I think you're going to find a money trail. I honestly do. I think there's going to be somebody behind the scenes because, yeah, Obama, is probably some of his people that were left over in Biden's administration. But the Biden administration, Biden was clueless. I mean, he can claim mental capacity on this whole thing because he was an invalid most of his 4 years, in my opinion. So, and, you know, I remember when I said that and I got banned from one of our conservative TV stations for a long time, for about a month. And then, of course, now it's just common knowledge, you know. I mean, but the thing is that we've been a rudderless ship for so long. And this is obviously just getting at Donald Trump and who behind the scenes was doing this to get to Donald Trump. And who's the money supporting it? Who's doing all this? And this is clearly an attempt there. It's nothing more, nothing less. And we're going to see more of this if we don't get this cleared out. I wish that they would have some very successful friends in the beer business, and I'm not a drinker, but they went into a town and bought a distributorship, and they fired everybody. And then they rehired the ones they needed. And guess what? They only needed about a third of them. So I wish we could do that at the FBI, but of course you've got too much of intelligence. You've got too many secrets. You've got too many compromised people, and that would never happen there. But I wished we could see that happen.
Yeah. And you know, we hear from FBI Director Cash Patel saying that he is working through getting rid of those people who have been, they've been able to push their way to the top of the ranks just based on their political partisanships. And, you know, they're trying their very best to go out there and get rid of these people who shouldn't be in these high level positions. It's going to take a very long time for that to happen. But I wanted to also ask you, because I think this is really, really important to discuss, the shutdown that's still going on right now, because we're well over a week into this, and Chuck Schumer continues to lie to the American people because he's the one really holding this up, by saying that Democrats aren't fighting for illegal aliens to be put onto our health care. In fact, President Trump now in clip 21 that we're going to play for you is very optimistic about the layoffs that might possibly be taking place because he thinks it's going to be a way to trim all the fat. Take a listen.
How many permanent jobs are you talking about?
Well, I'll be able to tell you that in 4 or 5 days if this keeps going on. If this keeps going on, it'll be substantial. And a lot of those jobs will never come back. But you're going to have a lot closer to a balanced budget, actually.
Congressman, I know you're a big supporter of DOGE, even helping out with all that was going down. So President Trump says a lot of permanent jobs that weren't really necessary are probably going to get cut. Your reaction?
Good. That's all I got to say. Good. Cut them. We don't need them. This is just fat. You know, this is federal employees, a lot of times you see in these administrations are just Democrats going for some place to land.
Yeah.
And they just, it's a circular pattern of paper shuffling, and America's sick of it. And they know what this shutdown's about. They know it's about providing health care for illegals. The shutdown talk about the ACA or Obamacare. If that's the case, then why'd the Democrats vote for it? Why did they make the funding temporary? Why did they vote overwhelmingly to bring it back to Congress to where we had to okay the supplement for it? And that supplement's over $1 trillion for some sort of affordable health care. They lied to us about Obamacare. You couldn't pick your doctors. You couldn't shop around. You were just stuck, and premiums doubled, in some cases tripled. And who's getting fat? The insurance companies and the drug companies. And who's getting the proceeds from that? Just go read some of the Democrats' financial disclosures, and you're going to see where their true loyalties lie.
Yeah. No, that's a big one. And a lot of them, too. And I guess we could talk about this as well, because I know you're passionate about when it comes to stock trading in Congress. But a lot of them have been bankrolling in stock trading. And I think that's what's getting a lot of Americans really infuriated, because when we elect officials to represent us in D.C., we're not electing them to make them richer. We're electing them to help us out. And so many haven't done just that. And they get these committee assignments, which the process of getting being allowed to join a committee is pretty, I would say, corrupt, and having to kind of fundraise and pull together some money for these committee assignments. But you are someone who is against, obviously, stock trading, and you're right about all of that. What's the update on your efforts to try to stop members of Congress from doing that?
Well, it's individual stock trading I'm against. You want a mutual fund, get my buddy Tommy Seiler. He managed my $12,000 portfolio till I had to withdraw it to pay for my daughter's school this year. But that's where I'm at on it. You know, we've been told by leadership in both parties that, you know, this could cause the downfall of our civilization or something. I mean, literally, it's that strong. It's that ridiculous. And you know what? If you're making 400 or 500% on the stock market, you don't need to be in Congress. You need to be on Wall Street somewhere. And there's Speaker Pelosi. Oddly enough, in the top 10, she's not even in the top 10 of some of the worst abusers of this thing. She's like number 11. Go to the website Unusual Whales. I made no friends in Congress because of this, but it's obvious. When the United States government gave our missile defense system to Ukraine under Biden, members of the committee that oversaw that had at both sides of the aisle had stock in our missile defense companies and had bought stock within 2 weeks of that decision. So we had to go back and immediately they had to buy a multi-billion dollar no-bid contract through these missiles to replenish our missile defense system. And I mean, that just tells you how shady this whole thing is. And let's be honest, Brianna, they're not going to let it get passed. Trump wants it. The Department of the Treasury, head of Treasury has come out in favor of it. And that's why Anna Paulina Luna is going to bring my bill to the floor eventually. Just try to anyway, to surpass the, our bungling leadership on both sides of the aisle. They don't want to end this. They don't want to stop this thing. It's a wink and a nod. You know, it's interesting. I make skateboards. It's, like I say, it's cheaper than a psychiatrist. I gave one to Tulsi Gabbard a couple weeks ago. And people are calling me all over the country saying, Burchett, I love you make me a skateboard. So I go talk to ethics. And guess what? I got to have a business plan. And right here it is. And I've got a part of it. And I have to hire an attorney. You know, if you want to trade insider stocks, insider stock trading, go to Congress. If you want to make skateboards, hire a dadgum attorney.
The levels of stupidity are truly endless. Yeah. And I remember seeing this actually because I popped into your office a couple of weeks ago. And this was a beautiful board that you made for D&I Tulsi Gabbard. I must say it was actually very impressive. So I love this idea and I love the fact that you're pursuing this because again, it's therapeutic and it's very important because there's a lot of things that you're going to need therapy of when you're in Washington, D.C. Before you go, Congressman, I wanted to ask you because we just got word that James Comey has just officially pleaded not guilty to the criminal charges he's facing right now about making a false statement and obstructing Congress. So what's your reaction to this? Because he was able to stroll right in today and to face these charges. Other people like Roger Stone had to be arrested or didn't have to be arrested. They were arrested by dozens of armed agents at their front door at 6 a.m. So your reaction to the news?
Total disgust. They should have perp walked him just like they did our friend Roger Stone. That's disgusting. He's an old guy. He weighs 70s. I guess he's still pretty tough guy. Pull him out of there in his underwear. He's got to stand out humiliated. CNN was alerted to it.
Yeah.
You know, this is just the level of depravity that we've allowed to. And this is what happens when 12% of the population votes. You know, those guys are going in there like they're busting some drug kingpin. Roger, I don't even think the guy even owns a gun. I don't know how you get by in this society without owning a dadgum gun, but Roger did. And so he gets mistreated by the system continuously. And then we allow somebody who's an inside swamp guy just to walk. And I have no faith in our justice system right now. It's too deep. We have not done enough to fix this thing. It is pathetic. And we need to clean it up. America should be outraged.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
There it is right there. I mean, that guy's handcuffed. Give me a break.
Yeah, and his wife was battling brain cancer at the time as well, and so that makes it even worse.
So-called lying to Congress or something. What about Congress who lied to Congress? I mean, my gosh, there wouldn't be anybody left. It'd be a couple of us up there doing nothing. But this whole thing is just bogus. The whole thing is just complete nonsense.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it really is. And to see that he's going to, I mean, these are light charges. He's done significantly worse, in my personal opinion. And so I hope this is just the beginning. We'll see as it all unravels. But I want to thank you, Congressman, for joining us today. It's always great to catch up with you. So thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. It's always a pleasure, and it's always great to be on your show. Every time I'm on with you, I'm out in the countryside, and people, a lot of these country folks ask me about you. So you're doing well. So keep hitting it, and please be safe.
Senator Tuberville, I want to thank you for joining us. It's shocking to see that they thought they could get away with this, but it's not surprising. We've heard time and time again on how aggressive they were going after Americans, other lawmakers. But now you find yourself on this list. What was your initial reaction when you found out they were looking after your call records?
Well, good morning, Brianna. I thought, well, I might as well go down and start trying on prison pinstripes because these criminals on the other side, they're going to try to do anything to put anybody in prison that doesn't like the nonsense that they're putting on. But it's embarrassing to the country that not just as senators, but just as regular citizens. Number one, Jack Smith would subpoena just carte blanche of 8 sitting U.S. senators, not knowing, well, we might hit something here that might help us on put President Trump behind bars for 1,000 years. Or the other thing is that I'm really contemplating is going after AT&T, who, when they called AT&T and said, you know, we've got a subpoena here for these senators' phone numbers. Coach Tuberville is one of them. We'd like to get those. Well, wait a minute. These are sitting U.S. senators. These are citizens of the United States. Let me call and let them know that they're going to we're going to give up their numbers. Wait a minute. That is private information. What are we doing here? Again, it has to be a criminal a subpoena. Now, they hadn't got me on any kind of criminal charges whatsoever, nor really President Trump. They were just fishing. And to me, when you're fishing like that, you don't have credible evidence. You don't have the right to subpoena anybody's phone records.
Yeah, they don't have that right. And you know, it wasn't just you guys also. I remember when I was talking to the FBI whistleblowers, several of them, after they came forward to Congress, actually got their records subpoenaed as well. But the steps were they were able to find out that their records were subpoenaed because Twitter informed them, as well as Google as well. So they received some type of communications in regards to that happening. And so they knew that they were under investigation, even though these agencies didn't tell them. So I think that's deeply concerning. We're listening, though, as they're trying to dismiss it. And there's an MSNBC reporter who constantly finds himself defending these deep state operatives. And he's on MSNBC saying that they were only trying to figure out if you were communicating with the president that day on January 6th and what your communications were like with the president. What's your reaction to hearing an excuse like that?
Well, there's no excuse for it.
Yeah.
By the way, this went back to January the 4th before I was even sworn in getting my phone records. And that wasn't just January the 6th. And again, it goes back to privacy. I can remember when there was a murder case or something a few years ago, and Apple said, there's no way we're going to open this iPhone and look into it and give out, private information. There's no way we're going to do it. There's no difference in this. It is just absolutely insane of what these people have tried to do behind the scenes. And thank God for Kash Patel kicking the doors down and saying, listen, we got in here. I know exactly where to look. And thank goodness for these whistleblowers. Now, Brianna, they're coming out of the woodwork. And so this is just the tip of the iceberg here of information that's going to be brought out in the next few years, and hopefully very soon. I, for one, along with Marsha Blackburn, we've talked about trying to have Jack Smith disbarred. Why in the world would this guy have a lawyer's license, be able to do anything when he's just out there fishing, trying to get President Trump, and trying to just go out there and just throwing a net over a bunch of senators saying, we might be able to get something here. Well, that's stupid.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it is. It is. And I think it highlights also another element to all of this on how they all wanted to loop all of you into a criminal case. It looks like that's what they were trying to do. We know that they were going after the records of President Trump's attorneys, their financial records. And when I asked legal experts, they say, yeah, you kind of want to see if there's any type of criminality behind there. But you also want to see how well they could fund their own legal defense. If they could actually provide enough funding on their own defense, then you might be reluctant to go after them. But if you think you could get a plea deal possibly, then you might be more willing to go after these people. It's just one of the many layers of lawfare, and going after lawmakers is pretty egregious. We thought we would never be here, but we are. I know you're mentioning possibly trying to get Jack Smith disbarred. Are there any type of solutions also that you guys are working on right now to resolve this issue?
Well, first of all, we're trying to get all the information. We were told by Dan Bongino at our briefing when we first found out about this a couple of days ago that, listen, we just got in the door and started looking at this information. Hopefully we'll have more to add on to this by the end of the week or next week. So let's let them do their due diligence. Let's don't jump to a conclusion here. Let's find out exactly what they were trying to do, who they did it to. I wouldn't doubt that there was a lot more people going to be involved in this, whether it's from Jack Smith and the Biden administration, or, I mean, more people they went after, whether it's friends of President Trump or whether it's more congressmen or senators. I would think that this thing is going to get even bigger and bigger. They had to put Donald Trump in jail. They knew he was gaining momentum. They knew when he got in there, stuff like this was going to happen. So they just opened the floodgates and started breaking every law they possibly could of trying to keep him from getting in the office again. Well, guess what? He won, and they're going to pay the price.
Yeah, yeah, and they have to make sure this never happens again. Senator, I want to change topics a bit because obviously right now the government shut down. We're on day 8 of the shutdown. But we have Chuck Schumer who's out there right now, and he's pretending like this shutdown isn't being caused by him and his leadership. In fact, he's even denying something that they're well on the record about in regards to providing illegal aliens with health care. Take a listen.
We're not pushing to give health insurance to undocumented immigrants. That's a lie. It's been proven to be a lie over and over again, but he doesn't care. He just keeps restating the lie because he's so afraid of the truth.
Senator, I have to try to say this without laughing, but Chuck Schumer thinks it's a lie. We know that Democrats are pushing for illegal aliens to be put onto our health care system. So what's going on here?
Well, you're exactly right. Schumer shut down. Listen, Brianna, let's open it back up. All we have to do is go back down to the floor here in a few hours, which we're going to vote again, and the 52 Republicans vote on it and get 8 Democrats to vote on it, and it's back open. And then we can negotiate and talk about whatever they want to talk about. But we are not giving them $1.5 trillion more of the American taxpayers' money just simply for the fact that they're going to try to buy more votes. We have 700,000 people that are illegals that are taking Social Security that never worked a day in their life in this country, and we're going broke. I mean, these people, they're not afraid of anything, but they will lie when the truth is better. Chuck Schumer can't tell the truth. He is getting his ears beat off by the far left. He is trying to appease them. But at the end of the day, this has nothing to do with us. I voted for to open up the government, 6-7 times now after we started voting on this over a week ago. We'll vote on it again today. They'll vote it down, and it's their fault. Open the government back up, and let's go back to work and talk about these issues. But we are not funding illegals in anything that they want to do. I'm telling you that right now. That's not going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah, we need to make sure that doesn't happen because Americans want to be put first and we're not second-class citizens in our own country. Senator Tommy Tuberville, I'm excited to have you on the program today. I know it's a busy day for you, so thank you for calling into the show today. We appreciate your time, sir.
Thank you. God bless.
I do want to tell you about a sale that we've got going on InfoWarsStore.com. I feel like it's been forever since I've plugged InfoWarsStore.com. But let me tell you, folks, I'm plugging it for a good reason because it is the final batch.
Final batch.
Of 2 of our most bombshell, widely respected, well-known, and powerful supplements, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bod Ease Turmeric Supplement. And this is a critical moment. If you've been thinking about improving your health, now is the time to act. And not just for the sake of your well-being, but to help keep InfoWars on air as long as possible. For a limited time, we're offering 40% off 2 of our best-selling products, Ultimate Fish Oil and Bodies Whole Body Support. Our fish oil is packed with essential omega-3s to support your heart, brain, and joints, while our turmeric helps with inflammation and boosts your overall wellness. Both products are powerful tools in your daily health routine. But here's the reality. We at InfoWars could be shut down in the very near future. We need your support right now, and the funds from these sales are critical for keeping the fight going as long as possible. Once the supply is gone, you might not have a chance to restock or even be around for to offer these products again. We might not be around to offer these products ever again. 40% off Ultimate Fish Oil, 40% off the Body's Turmeric Supplement. It is a massive discount, and it's your chance now to grab these high-quality supplements while helping us survive. Do not wait. Head to InfoWarsStore.com. Buy now and keep us going. Every purchase helps. Every order makes a difference. And like I said, these could be the final runs of Ultimate Fish Oil and Body's Turmeric Supplement, two of our most powerful and beloved supplements. Please do go get Ultimate Fish Oil today at InfoWarsStore.com. Keep us on the air, in the fight, and keep yourself healthy.
Discover a wide variety of products at InfoWarsStore.com. From shirts, books, hats, survival gear to essential documentaries and supplements, InfoWarsStore.com has got you covered. We have the highest quality at the lowest prices. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and help support the InfoWar.
Having citizens come to me and tell me that something didn't seem right. Something didn't seem right in our local city council elections. Something didn't seem right in our county from years ago to the 2020 election, and they wanted answers.
Another voter contacted the office after learning from the state's ballot tracking system that their ballot had been turned in by someone else. Election officials began comparing signatures and noted some of them appeared to be signed by the same person. They launched an investigation, but not before three of the stolen ballots had already been counted. Those ballots cannot be retrieved, and the votes will count, but the three voters will receive new ballots.
This shows the resiliency of our process here in Colorado, that if somebody tries to do nefarious things, it will be discovered through our processes.
And I said, you know what? If there's a there, we'll find it. And I've made that pledge to the citizens of Mesa County and all over Colorado that the people elected me, not the Secretary of State.
Passwords for Colorado's voting systems were posted online for anyone to see for months, if you knew where to look. Democratic Secretary of State Jenna Griswold's office apparently posted them online by accident. Griswold's office found out last Thursday and had not told the county clerks who actually run elections. Then the Colorado Republican Party went public today, demanding that Griswold secure those voting machines. And it sounds like what you're saying is the only people investigating the actions of your office are your office, unless I'm mistaken. Is there an outside agency that is investigating what happened in your office?
We unfortunately had a civil servant upload a spreadsheet with some passwords to voting equipment. That is not the passwords needed to access the voting equipment. You need two sets of passwords. That is the full extent of it. We disclosed that immediately to federal agency CISA that has oversight of the nation's elections, and we've been working with them.
Those BIOS passwords, 670 of them, from 63 counties out of the 64 counties in Colorado, have been on the public website for the Secretary of State, which means they were out there for anybody to grab. She should be locked up, and they should throw away the key and let me loose.
Yeah, we need a prisoner swap.
Tina Peters, former Mesa County clerk in Colorado, was convicted in 2024 on 7 counts, including felony charges for allowing unauthorized imaging of Dominion voting machines in 2021. She argued that her actions were intended to preserve election records before a state-mandated software update that would have erased them. Believing this was her duty to ensure transparency amid public concerns about the 2020 election, Peters acted without criminal intent and argued that the imaging did in fact reveal potential vulnerabilities in the voting system. She was then sentenced to 9 years in prison, a term that is clearly cruel and unusual and a violation of her Eighth Amendment rights, as her offense sought no personal gain. Federal prosecutors from the U.S. Department of Justice under the Trump administration filed a statement of interest in her federal habeas corpus petition, expressing reasonable concerns about the state trial judge's repeated inflammatory remarks.
You are no hero, you abused your position, and you're a charlatan who used and is still using your prior position in office to peddle a snake oil that's been proven to be junk time and time again. Your lies are well documented, and these convictions are serious.
President Trump has called her a political prisoner and demanded her release.
The Deputy Attorney General in the federal government is working, Todd Blanche, is asked the Bureau of Prisons to find any way they can legally to move Tina Peters out of Colorado State Prison and into federal prison. Now, That could signal several things. One, they're worried about her safety. Two, that she might become a witness in some future federal investigation. Therefore, having her in federal custody would be a part.
Peters remains incarcerated in a Colorado prison and housed among violent offenders despite being 70. She is reportedly in poor health after she previously underwent treatment for lung cancer, resulting in the partial removal of one of her lungs, which has left her with chronic respiratory vulnerabilities. Free Tina Peters today. Releasing her pending full review would correct a miscarriage of justice, protect whistleblower-like conduct by election officials, and help to restore public confidence in an election system tearing the nation apart. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
Harrison, I am so excited to talk to you. I want to plug that Irish CMOS was a big game changer for me. I was having a lot of like thermoregulation issues, like morning severe chills and cold in the morning. Hmm. All that stopped with the CMOS because it's a thyroid issue, and the CMOS has that iodine to heal your thyroid.
Isn't that amazing?
The methylene blue. Yeah, the methylene blue, life-changing. I love it. I don't need caffeine anymore. It's amazing, but I'm trying to be quick.
It's all right. Hey, when you're plugging, we got all the time in the world.
I love his supplement formulas. I am an acupuncturist. I have a master's degree in Chinese medicine, and he's got some really good formulas put together, and they work really well. I really appreciate it. I stopped taking all of my other stuff that I was taking, and I just take a lot of you guys' stuff. I mean, because I love you and I want to support everything you guys are doing, but the formulas are good.
You can only find out for yourself what effects these things will have. TheAlexJonesStore.com.
The show, we had a lot of incredible truth tellers on this program this year. That includes the one we had in studio, Dr. Dawn Buckingham. She's a Texas land commissioner, and she broke an exclusive on this show about how the CCP was looking to purchase land here in Texas. She'll detail that for you because she blocked that. Plus, we were also joined by Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the interview actually went viral, and this was right before she announced that she was resigning, but it was one of the very first fractures between her and her relationship with President Donald Trump, and it was very unfortunate because the mainstream media misrepresented what she said, but she was talking about getting rid of the filibuster. It's a very important discussion, so let's jump straight to that right now. Welcome, Dr. Dawn Buckingham. It's great to have you here in person. For those at home right now who are unfamiliar, you are the Texas Land Commissioner, and you are one of our great fighters here in the state of Texas. So thank you for being here. We appreciate it.
It's great to be on with you today, and hello to all your listeners.
Yes, well, we're very excited to have you here because when I saw this tweet go out, I was very proud of you because the cartels are actively trying to get their drugs into our country. And one of the ways that they're doing it now that we have a secure border is to sneak it in through the tunnels. And you have done a great job at pushing back on that front. So give us the very latest on that.
Well, we are always looking out to see how we can better defend Texas and our entire country. And so you're exactly right. Under the Biden administration, when they could just walk across and do whatever they wanted, that was easy. But now they're having to go underground, so to speak. But it doesn't matter what crevice they crawl into, where they try and hide. We're going to find them. We're going to root them out. And we're going to stop their progress into this country in any way possible that we can.
Yeah, and I love that. You know, you guys actually posted a photo on your X page of what one of these kind of tunnels was looking like, the activity. This image that we have up on their screen right now, what exactly are we looking at here?
Well, we're just looking at where it makes an easy place for people to come and go. They come in adjacent to a ramshackled structure. Mm-hmm. They hide the entrance and the exit so that it can't be seen from aerial views. You know, the General Land Office is the mapping entity for the state. We also have aerial observation on our property. We have hundreds of thousands of acres on the border. So once we knew that this was going to be a real possibility and is happening, then we're going to do everything we can and partner with whoever we can to be sure it stops.
Yeah, and it needs to stop. And we're glad that you're doing just that. Obviously, most Americans are familiar with the cartels bringing drugs into our country, but are there other things that they're trying to bring in?
You know, the cartels make way more money off the humans that they traffic than the drugs. And it is horrible what happens to these people. They are universally sex trafficked. They have to live in the corners. They are abused terribly. It is a terrible situation. And we want to end human trafficking. Modern day slavery is seeing the biggest increase it's ever seen. And it's completely unacceptable. And everyone should actually be outraged about it. And so we're going to continue to fight. Of course, the drugs are deadly. They kill our friends, our children, our friends' children. So many terrible things happening. So we want to stop that. But it's also the human trafficking that's really the bigger evil here.
Yeah, and I think think that's the key point to this. You know, later in the show, we're actually going to play a clip of, thankfully, there was a group of children and women who were rescued in Palm Beach County, Florida, who are being trafficked and were being trafficked. And they just recently, the local sheriff's office did rescue those kids. But again, this is happening all over the country. We know that there's thousands of children missing, sadly, because the Biden regime just didn't care. They totally allowed these kids to get lost in the system, didn't validate where these kids were going to. And unfortunately, now the rest of us are praying for them. But we are also trying to advocate for them because there's I know the number 300,000 is floating out there, but DHS actually telling me that it's actually way north of that. They're thinking around 450,000 children were brought into this country over those 4 years. And so finding them is a top priority for this administration. And so it's great to see that you guys are also fighting back to make sure that these tunnels aren't popping up, of course, all across the state of Texas. But I want to talk about another fight that you guys have going on right now. You learned, according to your office, you learned that there was a foreign country possibly looking to purchase a plot of land here in Texas. Now, this area is very strategic because it's right along the Rio Grande, and it's very important that we know that this is land that possibly could have allowed any foreign country or whoever was purchasing it to bring things across the border. So you guys stepped in and you purchased this land. You purchased over 350,000 acres. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, that's just fun. You know, if you want something done, you ask a mom and a surgeon. You know, busy ladies get things done, especially busy conservative ladies, as you know. We were speaking about it earlier, but it was a big piece of property. We have seen previously where Chinese nationals have purchased large pieces of property adjacent to Air Force bases, built a landing strip that would land any military jet on it, built a wind farm, tried to tie into a grid to try and potentially crash our grid, which we, of course, passed laws that made that individual not be able to tie into our grid. He's now having to sell that property, which is a win in and of itself. But then this 354,000 acres came on the market, and we realized that we had a Chinese national interested in it as well. And the only thing I could do since we have purchased the property, of course, the law has gone to effect, disallowing Chinese nationals to buy property. But in this day, that was not the case. And so we stepped in, disrupted the sale, and purchased that property. And so now that property generates revenue for the school children of Texas instead of for China, being a strategic advantage. And on top of that, and I think we're going to talk about this in a minute, there just might be some rare earth minerals on that property as well. And so we're doing lots of great things there.
Well, that's what I love about this, because it's a double loss for China, because China is doing its very best to capture the rare earth minerals. Industry itself, and President Trump also trying to get other countries involved so we have other resources that we could use instead of just China. I think that's really impressive that you guys have done just that. I like also the fact that this is now generating revenue for school children. Can we talk about that a little bit? Because that's something that needs to be celebrated.
Sure. The Permanent School Fund in Texas is the oldest and largest sovereign wealth fund for education in the entire country. It's almost $60 billion based on our state lands, because when Texas was a sovereign nation and joined the Union, we retained our unowned lands, unlike the territories that joined us states. And so that's 13 million acres today, makes me the largest mineral owner in the state. And we produce the majority of oil and gas, and that's generated about $6 billion from that fund over the last 2.5 years. And so we are just constantly looking at ways, one, to be good stewards of the land, two, to protect this Texas that we know and love, but three, being sure that we're generating revenue for the school children of Texas.
This is incredible, because I don't think most people even understand how important that is. The fact that you guys were able to pull this away from possibly the CCP threats and then now make it into a stream of revenue income for school children here is highlighting the what the government should be doing. We should be protecting the people while also protecting children, helping funding their education. So this is a slam dunk for everyone involved in all of this. I also know that you guys are doing an incredible job here in Texas at building the border wall as well, and this also plays into that angle as well. What is the update on Texas's efforts to continue to build the border wall?
Well, efforts continue. Of course, now we have a great partner in the federal government. We see that the border crossing